Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
It's Kyle O'Reilly.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
Hey, I'm Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
I'm Rocky Asuka Romero.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk, home of Lou Gowen.
Support WrestleTalk.
Whatever WrestleTalk is and whoever Lou Gowen is, quote the Raven, nevermore.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it. Bro.
But you really should support WrestleTalk, and you should follow them and subscribe right now.
Ollie told me to say this, so I guess it's okay.
Support Ollie. Support Luke. Support WrestleTalk.
Make sure you watch and listen to WrestleTalk.
Or better yet, take just a moment, stop what you're doing, and bask in their glory.
Do us all a favor and subscribe.
Congratulations, you got here. Now subscribe. And support. Thanks.
There's a potential former WWE champion who could debut with AEW on tomorrow night's debut episode of AEW Dynamite. I'm Luke Aaron. This is Chopper Pete Quinnell. Welcome to our morning news
bulletin roundup
show thing that we're sort of doing. I just dropped my chair a bit too
you
much
did.
There. So I apologize.
It
was very sudden. Yeah, it's a bit of an informal show.
Yeah,
this
we're just
moment.
Having a chat.
Just having really a chat talking about some of the, because Ollie's Raw review has gone way long today.
Yeah. It's a lot of things that happened on Raw.
Lot to talk about with Raw. So the Raw review is not going to be split like it usually is. Like usually it's half Raw review, half news. It's going to be all Raw review today. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do a quick little news roundup. Speaking in particular about this former WWE champion who reportedly will be debuting with AEW tomorrow night. So potential spoilers in this news episode, quite obviously. That's why we got the silhouette lad there. So here's what's going on. This is according to Justin Barrasso of Sports Illustrated. He says, Sports Illustrated has learned that Jake Hager, better known from his WWE run as Jack Swagger, an ardent Trump supporter and legitimate big guy, could be joining AEW on TNT. He writes, Hager would fit nicely as a villain for the promotion. He would also add depth to the card, and his work in Bellator's MMA could have crossover appeal for AEW.
I always was a massive fan of Swagger.
Oh, you were that guy.
I was that guy. I loved him.
I liked his music.
I hated his old music.
Well, the Rage Against the Machine one.
Hated
that
it.
Was rad, mate.
Hated it. I always felt like when he came out, I was like, this is kind of boring. But when he got repackaged as Real American and came out with that incredible tune that he had. We the People, etc. I always thought he was awesome. He was so good in that role, and I thought he was pretty underrated when he was used there. I think, especially now that he's gone over to MMA, and he's got a very, very good record. I believe he's undefeated in MMA currently.
I don't know that for certain.
I do know that he's done very well, even if he's not undefeated. He's done very good stuff in MMA. I think if he has that kind of edge to his character now as well, being sort of a legitimate fighter, as well as doing, you know, the We the People stuff and all that, I think it's a really good character, something that will really connect with fans a lot, because people bloody love to chant We the People. Even if they didn't really like that act, people bloody love that chant. So
they did, yeah. And Swagger, or Hager, as we should probably start referring to him now, was one of those guys that was like forever a mid-card in WWE. There's a group of talents within WWE in that period that were just forever mid-card. And Dolph's among that. And Kofi, for the longest time, was among that as well. There's just a lot of talent that were, you are a mid-card act, and that you are not going to get any further. Even, hey, you've won the world heavyweight title, but you're still a mid-carder. mm-hmm. and we're going to treat you as such. And I wonder if like wrestling fans would look upon Hager going to AEW as like, ah, it's another WWE mid-carder along with Cody and Dillinger, who are just, you know, they're now being pushed as main event talent. But he has got that MMA stuff to kind of help out his case and be like, oh, he actually is more of a legit badass now than he mm-hmm. was when he was this goofy WWE mid-carder that had the lisp that was hilarious to yeah. Vince McMahon.
I always remember that Edge promo where he just made fun of Jack Swagger's lisp, and I'm just like, really, guys? Come on now. There's so many other things you can make fun of with Jack Swagger, but
he is undefeated in mixed martial arts, but he has only had two matches. Two wins. That's,
okay.
Yeah, so it's two wins. Both were by submission.
I don't follow...
They were this year, though. So that was January and May.
Yeah, I don't follow MMA, like, at all, but from what I gathered on Twitter, turns out they were pretty good fights as well. Like,
He didn't see him punk it.
No, he didn't see him punk it at all, and he performed very, very well. Like you said, having that edge to his character now, I think will be a great asset for AEW, because it's another guy that I think can shine in that kind of environment. Because, yes, Cody was a mid-carder. Ty was, it's generous to call him a mid-carder.
Oh, yeah.
And all the other people that have kind of gone over there. But they're, like, mid to top guys now. Over in AEW, and they're being treated as legitimate stars. And I think people actually like those kind of guys now. Sean Spears has been really, really good in AEW.
Great.
He's been much better than he was as Ty Dillinger. And Cody has been stealing the show pretty much every show he's been on.
He's had my favorite match on every AEW show thus far.
Exactly. So I think that having a guy like Hager go over and to kind of prove what he can do over in that AEW environment could be another mid to kind of top guy over in AEW. It's not just another WWE mid-carder.
And so there are two surprises lined up for tomorrow in terms of Chris Jericho's tag team partners, but I believe they're being announced tonight on the Countdown show. They're doing countdown show on TNT, so they're going to announce who Jericho's tag team partners are. So there's no real sort of surprise draw there anymore, but there could be this potential surprise debut of Hager going over. Now, I'd imagine it's probably going to be announced as LAX or Santana and Ortiz, but hey, you know, could be anyone, really.
Could be.
I mean, it's like, I'm if I was a betting man, I would say it's LAX. Gotta stop calling them LAX. They're not LAX anymore. Santana and Ortiz.
Could be Rock and Roll Express. You never know.
Mate, if it's the Rock and Roll Express, I'll mark out like anything. That'd be amazing. So the other thing to talk about with this story, however, is that it does come from Barrasso, mm-hmm. who has got a spotty track record. My personal feeling on this, I don't have any, you know, proof behind this. This is very tinfoil hat thinking of me. Mm-hmm. I think that he was being purposefully fed duff information by WWE last year mm-hmm. to kind of discredit all dirt sheet writers. I think they fed him some correct information.
Yeah.
And then said, so he then reported it and it turned out to be true. And then just fed him a load of duff information, mostly around Ray, like Ray's return, WrestleMania a couple of years ago. And I think that has kind of ruined a lot of his reputation. But they did give him the executive directors, the Heyman and mm-hmm. Bischoff story. That was Barrasso,
As first reported by Sports Illustrated.
Because they wanted to have the Sports Illustrated name attached to it so they could say, as first reported by this reputable institution as such.
Exactly.
So I don't know where to take Barrasso's stories anymore because I think he is a bit of a stooge, but I don't want to say it's fully his fault, but I do feel like he is playing the game along with them.
Yes.
I don't know. It kind of discredits him a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, it's hard to say because it would be very strange for AEW to tell him this information because this is a surprise that they'd want to keep. So I think it's unlikely that unless he's been fed something that is false, which is possible. I don't really know whether to trust his opinion or not.
The other thing to note on this as well is that Hager was the guy who let it slip that Moxley was debuting at Double or Nothing.
Yes.
He had an interview, I think it was with Ariel Helwani, where he mm-hmm. said, Moxley's going to make a great debut this coming Saturday.
If it happens.
Yeah, and then it's like, So, and he did say that he's been talking to Cody, you know, probably since around that time as well. So there is every chance that he is going to go to AEW. I think you could probably take a wild guess that he was going to go there. One other man to talk about who's been linked to AEW is Cain Velasquez. But we'll get to him shortly because the other thing we want to talk about is the awesome intro that they have released for AEW Dynamite.
Yeah, so this is like the opening opening credits, essentially, for AEW Dynamite. So you know how you get, obviously on Raw and SmackDown, you get your whatever song they've got these days.
I believe it's Skillrex, I think. I don't. They announced it. They like released the new version of it yesterday with the new intro.
Oh, cool.
It's all right, actually. It sounds like every WWE theme song. But yeah, no, you know, for Raw. But I thought it's quite good.
Yeah, they're always fun. Get you excited for the show. AEW have released their own one for AEW Dynamite, which is obviously going to be starting tomorrow. And it is rad.
It's so good.
It's really, really cool.
I really like it.
When they first revealed the Dynamite name, and they had the poster with a load of like the flashy colors and like the... It's almost like colored... smoke explosions kind of coming out from all sorts of sides. It's that kind of vibe on the Dynamite intro. Loads of like people celebrating and the color smoke going off behind them. It's a really cool song as well. Features the word Dynamite in it, which is very, very good. It's just, it's really, really cool. It gets me excited watching it.
So. I'm super pumped for that show tomorrow night. Super, super pumped. Also, my new pick, my new fave, Brandon Cutler, is going to be on that show, taking on MJF. And interestingly as well...
Who'd have thought that feud would be about D&D? It's so good.
I know. And the other interesting thing about AEW's TV deal, very late in the day... but it's been reported by both Dave Meltzer and PW Insider that AEW have secured a Canadian TV deal and it will air live in Canada.
Oh, that's great.
So it's not going to be on tape delay. It's not going to be like we're getting it 4 days later here in the UK, or it's not going to be via Fight or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on TSN from 8 p.m. TSN on October 2nd, 2019 at 8 p.m. Eastern.
So lovely stuff.
Canada... as an amazing country as it already is, with beautiful vistas and poutine and great beer, are going to be getting AEW live. Now, nothing official has been said by AEW, at least at the time of this recording, but both Meltzer and PW Insider are saying that it has been confirmed. But it really does show, like, and this kind of ties into that ITV thing last week, how almost down to the wire these negotiations have come.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know whether that's on AEW side or whether it's on the TV network side. But yeah, it seems to be like, I mean, the show is tomorrow.
Yeah.
And apparently TSN are going to be showing it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But there's no official announcement of that yet.
That's bonkers. So you can probably expect, if that is in fact the case, you can probably expect an announcement sometime today, because I would doubt they're going to announce it tomorrow. To be like, oh, hey, in a few hours, you can probably check it out.
Yeah.
You know? It'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Let's take your time, folks. Set a timer on your phone 3 hours from now, the show starts.
Now we'll be airing it live.
And the last thing to discuss before we get out of here is from Dave Meltzer on Wrestling Observer Radio, who...
Boy.
Okay, so on Raw, Brock Lesnar laid waste to Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero's son, Dominic, and left them both laying in the ring. Dominic did a stretcher job and was taken out to the ambulance. And everyone was like, what was that? I mean, Laurie said, like, oh, it was for nothing then.
Yeah.
And you thought, are we setting up a Ray Brock feud down the line? You know, what are we doing here? According to Meltzer, the reason for doing this is to set up a match between Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez. He adds that Cain is not signed to WWE, so nothing is set in stone, but that's what WWE's thought process was behind what they did.
Because the logical next step after beating up Rey Mysterio and his son is Cain Velasquez.
Well, you know, he's from, you know... He is Latina, I guess, or Latino rather, sorry.
Yeah.
He is, you know, he wears a mask, he wrestles in a mask, so mm-hmm. perhaps there's some story you can tell there. It is two MMA guys. I mean, it's not how I would have done it. Like, as Ollie said in the office earlier, it's like, well, Cain Velasquez debuting in WWE doesn't need a storyline.
Exactly.
Like, doesn't need.
Yeah.
It's not like you're bringing Cain Velasquez, you're like, we need Rey Mysterio to get him over. It's like, no, it's Cain Velasquez. Like, he's already going to be over. Like, you just present him as a big deal. But it's interesting because Velasquez is a guy that has got interest from both sides. Mm-hmm. And he has, you know, this is not speculation, it's not rumor. Velasquez himself has openly talked about this. He said, me and my people have talked to WWE, but me and my people have also talked to Cody and AEW. And his debut match in AAA was tagging alongside Cody. So there's already a connection there between him and Velasquez. And the way he was saying things was like he was leaning more towards AEW, mm-hmm. but with the Fox deal and their more sports-orientated, you know, approach, perhaps he could go over and work the SmackDown shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's as we've said so many times in the lead up to this month, it's going to be a very interesting time for the wrestling world. And I think this is just another factor of an interesting war that's brewing, because he could realistically do either one, as you just mentioned. AEW he's more leaning towards, but there's always that sweet dollar of that Fox deal.
It's all that Khan money, though. It's always that sweet Khan money.
That's true.
And he did say that he really liked what they were doing with their sports presentation over in AEW. So there's no obviously direction of where he's going to go at this point. I mean, he could debut on Dynamite tomorrow night. And really scupper WWE's plans.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, and then you've got Fox wanting a more sports-based oriented vibe as well on SmackDown on this Friday. They're going to have their Fox debut. So if that has a much more sports-oriented vibe as well, then perhaps Velasquez would be more tempted to join that too. So I don't know. It's really up in the air right now.
See, what's up in the air as well is that Hell in a Cell card that now we're going to do a predictions video for.
Oh my God, there's three matches.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.